Dean Brett stepped out of the store and took one look at the grounded balloon.
Hey, come see this! We got visitors!
His three companions and a couple of threadbare doxies rushed outside and gathered on the porch. Jesse Tobin, a small, narrow man with stone eyes, was highly amused.
Well, looky here. Seems like Methuselah fell out of heaven and landed right here in hell.
Hey, Pop. You got yourself a flying machine that don't fly, huh?
Professor Purdon found his silver-topped cane in the mud and brandished it.
You men, lend a hand there. My assistant needs help to tie down the balloon.
But Josiah was already stepping toward him. The youngster was dripping wet, his thin hair plastered flat over his head, and round wire-rimmed glasses hung lopsided on his face.
It's secure, Professor. The damage is not as bad as I thought.
Then come along out of the rain, Josiah. I believe we can obtain lunch here, and perhaps a place to lodge for the night.
The old man stepped onto the porch, the end of his long life, now just a few minutes away. Jesse Tobin took a liking to Purdon's cane, the ornate silver cap carved to look like a steer skull with rubies for eyes.
Hey, Pops, I'll give you 50 cents for the cane.
It's not for sale.
The professor's eyes moved to Gold Lawson, who wore a stained white apron.
I say, my good man, can you provide me and my young assistant with a meal and a bed for the night?
Before Lawson could answer, Tobin reached into his pocket and produced a couple of coins.
Here, Pops, take the 50 cents. Now give me the damned cane.
I told you, sir, it's not for sale at any price. This cane was a gift from Mr. John Chisholm after I provided his range with a downpour, and I will not part with it.
And that makes me want it all the more. Now give me the damn thing.
Indeed, I will not. Now mind your manners, young man, or by the Lord Harry, I'll give you the heavy end of it.
The old man raised the stick in a threatening manner. Tobin grinned and casually drew. The oldster stumbled backward. Professor Lancelot Purdon was as dead as a stone when his body landed in the deep mud.
You all saw it. The old man came at me with the cane. He could have bashed my brains out.
The dull, brutish Floris Lusk nodded his head.
Damn right, Jesse. It was self-defense. The old coot was trying to kill you. Anybody could see he was crazy.
Bad fight, Jesse. We all saw it play.
Tobin turned his attention to Josiah Mosley, who stood stiff as a board in the hammering rain, a carpet bag in each hand, and a horrified expression on his mild young face.
How about you, boy? How did you see
it? It was an accident. The gun went off by itself. Twice.
Yeah, boy, right enough. That's what it was, an accident. Ain't that so, everybody? The gun went off by itself. Twice.
Tobin turned to Annabelle Lowe.
Go get me the damn cane.
Jesse, it's raining out there.
I know it's raining, and I told you to get it. Now do as I say, or I'll give you the back of my hand.
The woman pouted, but stepped into the mud that immediately covered her high-heeled ankle boot. She bent over and grabbed the cane.
Jesse, he's got a watch and chain.
Then bring it here, stupid.
The watch was a German silver hunter of no great value, and Tobin shoved it in his pocket and then grabbed the cane from Annabelle. He pointed the stick at Josiah Mosley.
What you got in your poke, boy?
The youth hefted the carpet bags to waist level.
These?
Yeah, those.
Clothing, a few books, nothing else.
Bring them bags over here and let me take a look.
Mosley timidly stepped onto the porch, and Tobin grabbed the bags out of his hands. He opened them and rummaged through their contents.
Rags. Here, what's this?
Tobin removed a bone-handled razor, a soap brush, and a silver-backed hairbrush. He tossed them to Lusk.
Here, Floris, make yourself presentable for the ladies.
That ain't never, ever gonna happen.
When I want to hear sass from a whore, I'll ask for it.
Tobin stepped to the edge of the porch and threw the carpet bags into the mud, scattering their contents.
I need a drink. We'll go inside out of this damned rain.
Tobin walked into the store and the others followed. Josiah Mosley knelt in the rain beside Lancelot Purdon's body. The two .45 balls had torn great holes in the frail old man, but his face was tranquil in death, as though he'd just met up with an old enemy he'd been avoiding for years. Gold Lawson stepped to the edge of the porch and stood behind the shifting curtain of the rain.
You can move that later. Take it somewhere. You can't bury a dead man around here.
How come I can't?
We got an inch of topsoil on top of bedrock. You need dynamite to blast a hole, and I ain't got none of that.
Well, I can't leave the professor here in the mud.
Suit yourself, but you ain't bringing a stiff into my place. I've had enough of them stinking up my spare room already.
The man turned and walked inside, and Mosley watched him go, hating his guts.